EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says she's very concerned about the latest anti-LGBTQ laws in Hungary, and there's pressure on the EU to act against Hungary's repeated breaches of the rule of law. Prime Minister Viktor Orban's latest move is a law that bans gay people from featuring in school educational materials or TV shows for under-18s. No information can be shared with under-18s that the Hungarian government views as promoting homosexuality. Now, this law passed with only one vote against in Parliament, but many civic society groups from human rights to media are outraged. We'll have more in a moment from our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. But first, our reporter Una Kelly has been speaking to David Vig, who's director of Amnesty International Hungary. And David Vig told Una what it's like to be a member of the LGBTQ community in Hungary.
I think there is a significant portion of the society which is accepting and open to the LGBTQ community, but this community is existing under increasing pressure, and this pressure is coming from the government itself. It should be the obligation of the state to protect the rights of LGBTQ people and not to curb them and marginalize an already oppressed community even further.
The Hungarian government says the law aims to protect children. What do you think about that?
I think the aim to protect children in general is respectable. It's a very important aim and role for the state to protect children against abuse. But this law, from a professional perspective, is not doing much for the sake of protection of children. My understanding of the law is that it will not contribute to protecting children from harm. Actually, in contrary, I think it will cause a lot of harm to children who are bullied in schools because of their LGBTQ identities.
And that was David Vig, who's the director of Amnesty International in Hungary. Let's talk now to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. And Tony, Commission President Ursula von der Leyen tweeting yesterday that she's very concerned about this new law in Hungary. They're assessing whether it breaches EU laws. What's she going to do about it?
Well, that's the question, Anya, and there has been a long-running issue at European level about Hungary and the question of whether it breaches fundamental European values such as the rule of law, respect for minorities, freedom of expression, independence of judiciary. Article 2 of the EU Treaty commits member states to all those European values as they are described, and Article 7 allows the EU to take action against a country if it doesn't respect those values. Now, that has turned out to be a very difficult and very political process, and largely because for a country to have any sanctions against it, you can't expel a country, but you can suspend its voting rights at the level of the Council of Ministers. But for things to get to that point, you need unanimity. And because Poland and Hungary have both been accused of breaching rule of law provisions and fundamental values, they tend to support each other if it ever comes to the crunch in terms of a unanimous vote. Now, what the EU is doing is it is gradually bringing in measures where, in order to receive funding, for example, from the recovery fund, the COVID recovery fund, there needs to be a commitment to the rule of law. There are other ways to try and penalise countries who commit anti-LGBT rights legislation, such as funding for a twinning program involving Poland was withdrawn after those areas in Poland declared themselves LGBT-free zones. But it is difficult to get to a point where a country will really change course because of pressure from the EU.
And if anything, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, he doesn't seem to be at all impressed by this criticism from Europe. He's been, you know, shifting further right, if anything. And we saw, you know, apart from his recent criticism of the Ireland team for taking the knee, LGBTQ, anti-LGBTQ banners at the Hungary-Poland match this week.
That's right. I mean, he does tend to show defiance as far as he can, and then he will, at a certain strategic point, he will step back and modify his behaviour and say, what's all the fuss about? But the problem is the encroachment has, by that stage, gone a significant way to erode LGBT rights or create a climate of fear or a chilling climate for minorities and migrants and so on. And that is concerning. But to get to a point where Hungary or Poland are really sanctioned by the other EU member states on the basis of a breach of Article 2 of the treaty, which talks about fundamental EU values, that tends to be a much more political and difficult issue. And that's why the European Parliament didn't wait around for the Commission to do this. They launched an Article 7 procedure back in 2018, and that procedure is ongoing. But again, we're not at a stage yet where it has really changed the direction of the Hungarian government.
All right. Thank you for that. That's our Europe editor, Tony Connell.